Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's up? It's Loud and Local, kind of the Stay Home Sessions podcast, and I wanted to reach out to a friend of the show, awesome local musician Aaron Jones, during all of the craziness. This is quarantine pandemic life, dude, here in Seattle, so I just hope everyone's staying sane and staying safe, staying connected. Aaron, how are you doing, man? How are you staying sane?
Oh, man, you know, I'm lucky enough to have the kids and my wife to hang out with and to get some time in my family, man. So that's kind of how I'm staying rooted, is looking at this as an extended kind of stay with the family, a chance to be home and stay home.
It's like,
and I'm also writing some music, you know.
It's like the longest snow day without any snow, right?
Yeah, it's a week. It's a week, man. You know what happens when it snows here? Nothing.
Right?
Yeah, man. So that's it's been cool though, man. I've been hanging out with the fam and really enjoying that time. But it kind of, you know, it sucks that everything came to a screeching halt music wise, and I'm really anxious to get back on the stage and in the studio. You know,
how's so? Are you kind of forced to be the substitute teacher for a little while for your kids?
Definitely. Definitely. You know, which is all, it's all good though. You know, because It allows me the opportunity to kind of teach my kids some things they probably wouldn't learn in school, you know, like
for sure.
My daughter and I are learning how to play chess, and, you know, she's learning more about singing and playing guitar, which she normally wouldn't get at school, you know, so it's been a really nice thing, man.
Yeah, man. Have you, you know, as far as like music or like, you know, meetings with your manager or management or anything like that, have you had to like rely on the Zoom app? Have you done anything with that yet?
I haven't done anything with Zoom yet. I know a lot of my friends have used it and spoke wonders about it. But
yeah.
No, I haven't. Luckily, it's just been through phone calls so far. And
okay.
I suspect at some point we're going to have to jump on that once things start progressing music-wise.
Yeah, man. So, you know, obviously, you know, everything's kind of on hold here. But necessity kind of breeds creativity. Are you thinking about maybe writing some stuff? Are you jamming out some stuff, or is there anything brewing home at the lab?
Yeah, man, I've been writing some stuff, trying to get some new stuff together here. I still got an album that I'm working on getting out to the people too, man.
Yeah,
so, you know, all that stuff is still in the works. It just looks a little different right now in terms of how that all rolls out and all that. You know, with the inability to get people together and do big shows or live shows right now, it kind of force you to think about how to present your music, you know. So,
yeah.
But all that stuff is still in the works, which is really great. And I'm also working on some new stuff for some future endeavors right now as well, man. So it's all happening, man. It's still a pretty exciting time for me. I'm very fortunate to be in the position I'm in, you know, and having kind of sealed some of the deals I did right before this all happened. So
yeah.
So it's, you know, I'm still in a good place, but I'm really, you know, my mind has really been on how to contribute to Seattle and how to bring that back, you know, how are we going to build the city back up once this is over. So that's really my thought process, and that's where a lot of this inspiration for this music is coming from right now.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, we're going to go out of this, you know, hopefully there's going to be some positivity, like some positive things that we gain from this. You know, obviously there's a lot of negative loss out there and a lot of sadness, but hopefully we're going to be able to gain some sense of like what's important to us, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, and it's just, I mean, you know, we've seen this happen before. I mean, if you live here long enough in Seattle, not to this degree,
yeah,
but we've seen this happen before where, you know, venues shut down and new venues pop up and things like that. I think it's going to be bittersweet to have to deal with some of these losses, man, because I have a feeling we're going to lose some really great venues.
Yeah.
Once this is all said and done, but in that, this city has always had the ability to rise, man. You know, like a lot of people that don't know the origin of Seattle, Seattle burnt down in a fire, you know, back in the 1800s late 1800s, early 1900s, and it was it came back stronger than it ever had because the nation pulled together, you know, and mm-hmm. I think that Seattle is known for coming out of situations and, you know, no pun intended, but rising from the ashes in a sense, you know, and like
perseverance, yeah,
making it so that we have perseverance and coming back stronger than ever, man. So my mind is really right now, it's like, as I'm mourning the loss and of the lives and a lot of what has transpired here in the last year. I mean, we were riding pretty high here in Seattle, man.
Yeah.
One city, number one state in the country, you know. And so it's devastating to kind of see this happen. But my mind is also on the future. How do we get these musicians and artists back on the stage?
Yeah.
How do I contribute in that way, you know? So that's really where my brain's been at.
Hell yeah, man. I appreciate the positivity. Now, if there's someone listening right now and they're bummed out, they're getting news from, you know, maybe they're in that negative feedback cycle of too much, you know, going on and negativity. Are there any albums, in your life that you go back to that bring that positivity or can bring you out of a rut?
Yeah, man, you know, I go to anything kind of 90s, early 2000s rock, and you know, I've been listening to some Lauryn Hill and
nice.
All that feel-good stuff, and that I think that was an era of music that was really golden for this city,
mm-hmm.
And so I think that if you go back to that era of rock and roll, that era of R&B and hip-hop, that 90s nostalgia,
yeah,
it'll get you through this time period, man, because, you know, I mean, like, it doesn't like a sound from a time period in which everything, I mean, you didn't the old Funplex, bro, were you in town when that was here?
Yeah,
old Funplex, right there, that was on the waterfront, man. Like, I remember being a kid in the 90s and just going to that joint and being so carefree in the world, man. So every time I pop on anything from the 90s, Lauryn Hill, Tupac, be it Nirvana or Soundgarden or whatever, it always brings me back to that time period, man. So I think it's really important for people to just hold on to those things that bring a good feeling right now, you know. So if you're bummed out and sitting there, you know, and listening to this and you're just like, how do I get out of this rut? Two things, man. Meditate. That's number one.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, just like put on something that makes you just feel good or reminds you of a good time, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this too shall pass. We're all going to get through this, okay? We just got to be there for each other right now, you know?
Absolutely, man, and I like I said, man, that relentless positivity is like, even if it's, you know, hard, you got to try to like get through that, because you got to try to help out our people and stay like a rock for the community. And you've always been that, man, you know, I look up to you not only as a friend but as like a source of inspiration. So I just wanted to tell you I appreciate you, and do you have any final words, anything you want to send out to the Northwest or anyone that's listening right now?
Yeah, man, I just want to say that we're, you know, we've been through hard times before as a country, and this is probably one of the greatest tests that we're going to face, especially as a city right now. But it's really important for us to keep looking out for each other. Call your friends.
Yeah.
Call your family. Check in. Make sure everybody's doing okay. And we're going to ride this out, baby. We're going to come out of this, and we're going to be stronger than we ever have been and closer than we ever have been because of it, you know. So, and turn off the news. Get off the internet, man.
Yeah. Like,
those are important things, because those things are only going to continue to bring you bad news and then feed and fold upon themselves. You know, I've seen so many conspiracy theories online. It's just like, it's all sickening and maddening from mm-hmm. any perspective. It'll be the left or the right or the middle. It doesn't matter right now. It's just the internet is just full of itself.
Yep.
And just turn that off, man. And take some time. You need to go for a walk or whatever. Like,
yep.
Do what you got to do, man. Let's just go back to a time period. You know, do you remember what it was like when we didn't have the internet, bro? Like,
yep.
That's what we need to go back to right now. You know what I'm saying? So if we can do that.
Put on a CD, clean your room.
Yeah, exactly, man. Respect the social distancing laws.
Yeah.
Man, and just go back to being a kid again. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We'll all get through this, man. And if anybody needs financial help out there, man, just make a phone call. You know?
Yep,
like,
yep.
We're gonna make it out alive, man. We're going to be all right, you know?
Oh, man. Aaron, thank you so much, man, and I'll catch up with you soon, bro, and good luck, and stay safe and sane, man. Take it easy, brother.
Thank you so much, man. You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.